Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I missed you. Now, I heard you were waiting on spring to usher right on in here and sit down. Well, welcome to the spring equinox. Now, I did not plan this. I knew I wanted to do a spring equinox episode, but I'm recording this on March 19th, and it is officially the spring equinox today. So, not planned, divine timing. And I love it. We love it here. So yes, today we're going to chat about the spring equinox and how you can maximize this experience. Now, if you live in Georgia, looks could be deceiving. Like, it's shining bright outside, but I have my space heater on. I have a sweater on. A cold front has come in. So despite the trickery that's going on outside, spring is on its way because everything is becoming yellow and it is hard for me to breathe. So if you are allergic to pollen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Not only are we going to talk about the spring equinox, but because I love you, I'm also going to send you off with a short spring equinox meditation. So if you can't do it now, that's okay. You can always do it later. And if you can, make sure you're in a comfortable spot so that you're ready when it's time. Now, before we get started, you know that I have to invite you to my baby. I have to invite you to Cocoa and Champagne Circle, which is truly a place for you to explore your passions. It is a judgment-free sisterhood that is focused on desire, not status. Too many times we go to these events and we genuinely want to meet people and have really good conversation and be like our true selves. And people are like, what's your name? What do you do? What's your name? What's your business? What's your name? What do you do? So I wanted to create a space where we don't talk about how much money you make. We don't talk about what you do. We talk about what you want. Now, if that comes up in conversation, it comes up in conversation. But I want the ladies in my space to be able to identify themselves as genuine people, not just machines, production workers. There's so much more to us than that. So this is something that is up your alley. Definitely secure your spot it's the last Friday of the month. The link is in the show notes, and we're going to raise our glasses to more pleasure, connection, and living out our deepest desires. Haha. Now, I'm going to nerd out on you for a minute, just for like a real quick second, and tell you what the spring equinox is. So the spring equinox is also known as the vernal equinox, which basically means that the Earth's axis is neither tilted away from nor towards the sun. So that results in nearly equal lengths of day and night across the globe. So today, as I'm recording this, night and day will equal. They'll equal out because today is the spring equinox. And the light is going to be lightened. It is so exciting to be outside at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it's still light outside. One, because I have two astigmatisms, so driving at night is a bitch. So I can stay out a little bit later and I don't have to worry about the starbursts. But also because we thrive as a people in the sun. I know that a lot of you, and I felt it for myself a little heavier than usual this go round, but when that winter comes in and makes everything dark and cold and everything goes to, you know, dormant and hibernate, it's like, oh my gosh. So thinking of that, some of you may have decided that this is your new year. I know I've been having conversations around New Year's Eve, the New Year's, you know, space, and everyone's saying, I don't recognize that as the new year because everything is still sleep. Everything is still dormant. It's really hard for me to feel motivated to focus on my goals when all I want to do is cuddle in the bed, I'm in front of my heater, eat my snacks, and watch my shows. So this could possibly be, for some of you that are listening, your new year. So if it is, happy new year, boo! Now the spring equinox symbolizes renewal, rebirth, balance. This is the time where you will see the trees start to slowly bud. If you have a garden like I do, slowly but surely things are starting to break ground. I have a grapevine that is starting to bloom and is just popping up with little buds and leaves everywhere. I have my cucumbers are coming up, my beets, like things are starting to be like, hey girl, we're here, we're growing, we're waking up. So as the days start to lengthen and the temperature rises, plants are blooming, animals are starting to come out, bugs are coming out, and the landscape just starts to look really pretty and flourish with color. Now, in terms of pleasure, the spring equinox is going to give you an opportunity to align with the rhythms of nature. So maybe you're indulging a little bit more in some activities. Maybe you feel the lift of heaviness come off of you from that SAD, that seasonal affective disorder, and you're ready to connect and you're ready to be outside. So let's talk about a few things that spring equinox will usher in for you when it comes to pleasure. Rejuvenation and renewal. Okay, so just like nature underwent its period of rejuvenation, you did the exact same thing. And so you are waking up, you are renewing your spirit, and there's this new sense of vitality, a little bit of oomph in your step now. And you're ready to engage in these pleasurable activities that include being outside more, nurturing some relationships more, traveling more to engage with those people that you've missed. Maybe you're connecting with nature a little bit more. Now, I will probably not be doing that until the end of May, when I can breathe without sucking in pollen. But the nature is going to bring you new sights, new sounds, new smells that you didn't necessarily have during the winter time. So you get to engage in a completely new world when you're gardening, when you're hiking, when you're just stepping outside in the morning. You can see the pleasure that is growing around you and have awe, right? This is being intentional. Remember, we did the five senses episode. And so this is the perfect time as we usher in spring for you to take stock of your senses and how things are different now and the benefits of connecting with nature, right? We're reducing stress, we're elevating your mood, and creating that overall really good well-being. And then we're going to celebrate life and growth. The spring equinox it's a time for us to celebrate. It is marking the beginning of a season that is characterized by growth and abundance and just the promise of new life. People going to be having babies. The animals going to be having babies and they're going to be running through your backyard. I remember, was it last year or the year before? The fox were in my backyard and she was back there with her babies in my neighbor's yard and they were just frolicking and playing. Now, while I was like, oh, why are these fox in the backyard? It was really cute to see the babies just playing like they normally would. So I encourage you to engage in activities that's going to celebrate life. Hit those brunch spots with those girls, you know, do dinner with your loved ones, maybe on the balcony, and participate in these festivals. Now, we in Atlanta, there's festivals getting ready to pop up left and right. And also tap into your creative expression. Do some things that are going to allow you to really tap into you and what feels good to you at this time. And maybe what can you birth out of your creative center, okay? Now, you have been nourishing your mind, body, and your spirit during the winter. That doesn't mean that you stop because you're coming outside. The spring equinox is just as important for you to focus in on your body and your mind. So let's talk about a couple ways. Food. I don't do this, but I am going to start eating with the seasons. So you want to embrace the seasonal foods, vegetables, fruits, to incorporate in your diet because they taste better. So spinach, kale, some asparagus, strawberries, peas, artichokes are some of the in-season crops. Go to the farmer's market to get these things. There's a farmer's market at, the closest one to me is Forest Park, and it's outside. And they set up their stands outside, and it's multiple of them. And you can smell everything when you pull up. Everything is packed. Everything is stocked. People are everywhere. So take some time to go and touch your food, smell your food, have a conversation as you are eating those seasonal fruits and vegetables. And get creative in the kitchen. Now, there's a rumor that we could possibly lose TikTok. That's where I get my creative ideas from when it comes to the kitchen. So head over there, check out your favorite chef TikToker and see what things you can start incorporating into your spring diet, how you can spruce up your salads a little bit, eating more colors, smoothies, different ways to just spruce it up. Now, we already talked about going outside. Since the days are going to be longer and the temperatures for now are going to start to level itself out and be nice outside, engage in those outdoor physical activities. Maybe you like to go hiking. Maybe you like to ride your bike. Maybe you're a jogger or just going for a cute little walk. My partner always makes fun of me because when I go walk in the neighborhood, he's always like, you're not working out. And I'm like, well, I'm not really working. I'm not trying to. I am leisurely walking and looking at stuff. I'm not trying to walk really fast. I'm not trying to walk really slow. I'm taking in my surroundings and seeing what people are doing with their yards and their gardens. And like, I'm just going out there just to be out there. Go outside and do yoga. Now, I know a lot of us have been doing yoga either in our homes or if you're like me doing it in the bed. But go connect with the earth. Put your feet on the ground. Let all of those positive ions get up in you. Get the fresh air circulating in your system. This is not going to only be good for your physical well-being, but it's going to help with that mental clarity and that emotional balance. And gardening. Now, I've talked about my garden. I think I really be thinking I'm doing something. But gardening can be a physical activity and it's therapeutic. Whether you have a huge garden or a little small balcony, tending to your plants can be immensely rewarding and grounding. Putting your hands in the dirt, talking to your plants, but also taking the food from your garden to your plate. That shit is wild to me, how long it takes to grow something and it be gone in an instant. But the idea that you can do that, that sense of connection with nature, crazy. And my favorite, we're going to continue to practice mindfulness and gratitude. So set aside time each day, just like you did during the winter, for a mindfulness meditation to focus on the sensations of your current moment and cultivate that inner peace and calm. And take moments to pause. I know you're always going, doing this, doing that. Oh, I got this on my schedule, my calendar, my to-do list. But take a moment to just pause. Appreciate what is going on around you because it goes so fast. Whether you're outside watching flowers, whether you're listening to the birds, there's hummingbirds that always come to when I'm sitting outside in the driveway. The hummingbirds always come. They are so close to your face. And I feel like they have an attitude. I just don't know what it's about. And I feel like it's because I used to leave them water and the ants were stealing it. And so it's like they have a bone to pick with me. But they come up and you can hear the flutter and see them. They're really, really pretty. So just go outside and pause. Listen. See what's going on around you. And tune into your senses so that you can foster a deeper connection with your world and your gratitude. And keep going with your gratitude journal. We've talked about that a couple times. That is going to consistently come up with being able to recognize the things, the people, and the experiences that you are grateful for. Like, I am very grateful for you all, for you listening. Some of you have told me that you've listened, for leaving your ratings and your reviews and answering any questions. I appreciate you for being in my community. I really do. Now, during the winter months, we have reflected. We have gone inside and we've done some introspection. We have done some evaluations and we've done some goal setting for the year ahead. And now this, because this is your new year, if you're one of those people, this is your new year, this offers an opportunity for you to transition from reflecting. Even though you weren't just reflecting, because I always tell y'all, like, do something with this, but from reflecting to action. So you want to harness this renewed energy during this season. So a couple things you can do with the reflecting that you did in the wintertime and transitioning it into action during the spring. Set intentions and goals. So review the reflections and insights you've gotten during the winter months. Identify your themes, your aspirations, and areas of growth that showed up for you during your reflection. Use the energy of the spring equinox to set clear intentions, to create those actionable goals based on what you've reflected during the winter. And then break down the really big goals into smaller, achievable steps, our SMART goals, to get you closer to your desired outcome. Create a vision board or a journal that is solely for your intentions and your goals, and put it somewhere where you're going to see it regularly because you want a reminder of what are you going towards, what you're achieving, and revisit it regularly to track your progress. Now, y'all know I did a bingo card, and so far I have marked 1.5 on my bingo card, but I still got a lot of time left. Take concrete steps towards growth. Now choose one or two areas to focus and reflect and have your goals. It's not possible for you to fix everything right now. I like to choose three. Y'all know three is my number. If it's just one for you this particular quarter, then it's one. Get really, really good in that one area. And when you feel comfortable that it can run on its own and you've grown habits, then move on to something else. If you're ambitious, I would say three is the max for you to be able to see progress. Then begin taking the tangible actions that you align with that area. For me right now, my area is my health, my environment, and my spirituality. So everything that I do falls in line with that. Whether it's you're starting a new hobby, whether you're furthering your education, your training, you're prioritizing self-care, strengthening relationships, committing to these action steps will move you closer one step at a time. Doesn't have to be a huge step, but one step at a time. And hold yourself accountable. Set deadlines, get you some support, get you some accountability buddies, some mentors, and celebrate along the way. Don't just wait until you've done the thing, like the big thing to celebrate. Celebrate every single milestone because they count and they matter. Remember that your progress is often looks small, and each step forward is a testament to you committing to yourself. This is a commitment to you. You're not committing this to me. You're committing this to you. So you got this. Now let's talk about embracing some springtime rituals of renewal, of awakening, of I'm here, I have arrived. Now this could be community celebrations. Maybe there is something on Meetup, or you have a group of friends and you guys can come together and do something. Maybe it's creating a personal ritual such as nature walks, meditation practice, or just incorporating symbolic elements like planting seeds or lighting candles. Ritual doesn't have to be huge. It can be really simple. Now, what you want to do is reflect on the symbolism of the changing season and its significance to your journey, and consider for you what in your life you need to shed, you need to release, or you need to transform as you embrace awakening, as you embrace the springtime renewal. And you also want to cultivate a mindset of openness and being receptive to the fact that everything that you want, the possibility is there. There's a high probability that you can have all of those things, and trust that you have the ability and the know-how to navigate any change that may come up, because change will come up, adapt to any new circumstances, and to continue to grow into the best version of yourself as you move forward with purpose and intention during this time. Now, by setting these intentions, setting these goals, doing these rituals, moving towards whatever it is that you have spent the last 3 to 6 months reflecting on and evaluating during the fall and the winter, you harness this energy and it propels you forward by action. And I'm so excited for your journey. I'm excited for my journey, my personal and my spiritual development, and I am super excited for yours. So I hope you've enjoyed learning about the spring equinox. I am going to transition us into this yummy, yummy meditation. Now, pause the video and get yourself comfy so that we can come into this season the right way together. Begin by finding a comfortable seated position, either on the floor or in a chair, with your spine tall and your hands resting gently on your lap. Close your eyes and soften your gaze, allowing yourself to settle into the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Releasing any tension or distractions from your body and mind. Bring your attention to your breath. Notice its natural rhythm. The rhythm of inhaling and exhaling. With each inhale, imagine drawing in fresh energy and vitality, filling your body with light and warmth. As you exhale, release any stagnant or negative energy, allowing it to dissolve into the earth beneath you. Continue to breathe deeply and intentionally, feeling the sensations of expansion and release with each breath. Visualize roots extending from the base of your spine, reaching down into the earth below you. Feel the support of the earth beneath you, anchoring you in the present moment and grounding your energy. With each breath, imagine drawing up nourishing energy from the earth, filling your body with strength and stability. Now take a moment to center yourself, finding a place of inner calm and balance within. Reflect on the themes and insights that have emerged for you during the winter months. Consider, what intentions or goals you wish to set as you embrace the energy of the spring equinox. Visualize yourself embodying these intentions, feeling a sense of clarity, purpose, and determination. Offer a silent affirmation or mantra to yourself, stating your intentions with confidence and conviction. Shift your focus to feelings of gratitude and appreciation for the blessings in your life. Take a moment to reflect on the beauty of the natural world and the abundance of the spring season. Express gratitude for the opportunities for growth, renewal, and for all the transformation that lie ahead. Allow feelings of gratitude to fill your heart and radiate throughout your entire body. And as I conclude this meditation, I invite you to state this inspiring declaration to yourself, either out loud or in your head. I affirm my connection to the energy of the spring equinox and the infinite possibilities it holds. I embrace the renewal and transformation that this season brings, knowing that I am supported by the earth beneath me and the universe around me. With gratitude in my heart and clarity in my mind, I step forward with confidence, knowing that I am capable of manifesting my intentions and creating a life filled with joy, abundance, and purpose. May the energy of the spring equinox guide and inspire me on my journey of growth and evolution. So be it, and so it is. Gently bring your awareness back to the present moment, feeling the support of the earth beneath you and the air around you. Take a few deep breaths, gradually bringing movement back into your body. wiggling your fingers and toes. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes and return to the space around you, carrying with you a sense of peace, gratitude, and renewed energy. I hope that you are so excited for the spring season, for this new year. Thank you all so much for listening. Now take all these wonderful ideas and make them a reality and prioritize the pleasure you deserve. I would love if you would please rate, review, and share so more women can discover this community. I appreciate you being on this journey with me to greater satisfaction as Black women. Until next time, bye.